Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saints Peter and Paul the Apostles, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we thank the Sacred Heart of Jesus for two great gifts which he has given to his Catholic Church. That is to say, the successors of St. Peter, the papacy, and also the holy priesthood. And if Almighty God has withdrawn the papacy from us for now more than the biblical 40 years, the just chastisement for our sins, we accept that, but yet at the same time we are so grateful to our Lord that he does bestow priests upon us still to continue the work of St. Peter and of St. Paul. And what a grace that a priest will be ordained this week on Wednesday, the Feast of the Precious Blood, and a particular grace for us here, and a reason for us to keep him in our very fervent prayers, that he'll be coming here as one of the assistants and as a teacher in our school. Saints Peter and Paul the Apostles stand out as the greatest priests, surely, of all time. But how interesting it is to note that they are at the same time two of the greatest penitent saints of all time. We spoke a little bit about St. Peter's betrayal out of an unworthy, but an understandable, a human cowardice yesterday. And then in the Gospel, our blessed Savior, we read, had him come by a fire, a charcoal fire, the same place where he betrayed him. This was after Easter now. And as he betrayed him three times, St. Peter was invited by our Lord to profess his love for him. And finally, St. Peter again sinks to his knees and says, Lord, you know me, you can read my heart. You know that I love thee. And St. Peter is received from our Lord the care of the whole church. St. Paul, one of the greatest and most bitter persecutors of the Catholic Church, an excellent example of the hatred of the synagogue for the church, St. Paul is visited by our Lord on his way to Damascus, and St. Paul is converted by God's grace. St. Paul then, for the rest of his life, can never do too much to spread the holy Catholic faith, which he had once tried to extinguish. Yesterday I spoke about Goliath. Imagine what a wonderful thing it would have been had Goliath been converted and become a loyal follower of King David and of the God of Israel. That was not God's will, but St. Peter was converted and St. Paul was converted. Now, in the words of the gradual just now sung, we read, and very often we sing these lines for the Feast of an Apostle, in place of fathers, sons are given to thee. We can understand that as referring to our own time. That is to say that even though the fathers, the Holy Father, is taken away from us, still, nevertheless, sons are given to us. Sons still raised to the dignity of the priesthood, so that the sacraments will not be lacking to the church, so that salvation will be assured for so many souls whom these priests will touch in their priestly life. It remains for all of us, then, to be converted, from our own ways and paths of sin, from any coldness, cowardice, or neglect of Christ, so that the words of the priest and his ministration over our soul will not be in vain. On this beautiful feast day of the priesthood, this beautiful feast day of the Catholic Church, let us make this our intention during the Holy Mass. Let's pray our prayer, too, for that good traditional nun, Sister Olive in Chicago, Franciscan sister, who died very early this morning, and the Mass this evening actually being offered up for the happy repose of her soul. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.